Grüß Gott. Oder wie man in Italien sagt, bonjour. Vielleicht nicht ganz. Ja, aber wir sind in Italien und heute haben wir die große Ehre, mit zwei jungen Herren zu reden, die endlich mal wieder auch den Wein machen, den wir dieses Mal in unserem Paket drin haben. Und da kann man sagen, was man will. Es handelt sich hierbei wahrscheinlich um den heißesten Scheiß gerade im Norden des Piemonts, im Alto Piemonte. Und zu Gast habe ich hier Giacomo Colombera und Gulli Colombera. So, guys, who are you and what are you doing here?
Hi, everyone. I'm Giacomo. I'm born in 1992, so I'm 30 years today, so I'm really a bit really old now. So I'm the owner with Guglielmo and my father and Cristiano Garella of the Colombera and Garella. Young cellar in Alto Piemonte, based in Bramaterra and Lessona region.
Hi everyone, I'm Guglielmo, better known as Gulli, and I'm born in 1996, but I'm look older than my brother, so I'm a little bit, bah. That's it?
He's right.
And yeah, we are, we have to say, young cellar here in Alto Piemonte, and we start in early 20s, so that's it. It's, we now talk about a little bit about the region and what the particularity of the region. Okay, maybe you know better Nebbiolo from Lange, and first off that is completely different is the soil. We have red soil, with volcanic origin, acid pH. So in the Langa they have basic pH, so first stuff that is completely different. And here we are near the mountains, so it's a little bit colder weather. And in these years we are pretty happy about it, because you see it on the label with the alcoholic degrees. So yeah,
it's a hard start. You get in straight to the facts, but it's really interesting to be here, because we are at the foot of the Alps, and it's an amazing thing to see, and amazing terroir, of course. And I think that's the most important thing about the region here in Alto Piemonte. What is Alto Piemonte? Because I think our customers are really into Nebbiolo. They have to, otherwise they wouldn't be our customers. And but I think they mostly know Lange, of course, and Barolo, Barbaresco, and stuff like that. So could you give a short explanation of what Alto Piemonte is about, what Alto Piemonte is in general?
The Langa region, it's easier, because in Langa you see all the land is vineyard, so more wine, the wine is in more in the market, and so more history at the moment, and so a lot of people know better the Langa. Here in Alto Piemonte we have a Renaissance. It's not easy to understand the real dimension of Alto Piemonte. So when you speak about Alto Piemonte, close Alto Piemonte, normally the people think about the denomination of Lessona, Bramaterra and Gattinara in one side of the River Sesia. Mm-hmm. The entry-level denomination in this part is Costa della Sesia. It's like Lange Nebbiolo for Barolo and Barbaresco. In the other side of the Sesia, you find Bocca, Gemme, Fara, and Sizzano, like the main the main appellation, and you have Colline Novaresi. Mm-hmm. In the Alto Piemonte idea, on the north, you find the Valle Ossolane, where the Nebbiolo is called Prunent. But sometimes when you speak about Alto Piemonte, you're thinking about Carema. Mm-hmm. Carema, for me, is in the Alto Piemonte region, but is in the Canavese region, so near to Turin. So for me, the Alto Piemonte is all the wine made up than Astigiano and Monferrato. So it's if you think about Alto Piemonte closely, you have Lessona, Bramaterra, Gattinara, and then if you are more open mind, it's Carema. I think it's one of the denomination Alto Piemonte.
What would you say is the difference between Alto Piemonte and Lange in general? When it comes to taste, of course, when it comes to soil and climate, because I think there is a huge difference and also a lot of advantages here in Alto Piemonte that you can have compared to them, but I think you can explain that way better than I do.
The difference is, Guglielmo, before speak about the most important things for me, so the difference of the soil, because the climate is different, but was more different in the past when here we have a lot of rain. Now I think it's the climate is similar, so it's not totally different. But the soil is the most important thing, because before we speak about the pH of the soil, so our soil is acid, the soil of the Lange region is basic soil. And this is really important because the availability of the macro and micro minerals is totally different for the plant. And so it's different the growing of the plants and the growing of the fruit. The acidity is different, the acidity in the fruit is different. And the origin of the soil is different. Our soil mainly is volcanic soil. Sometimes you can find more sandy soil, sometimes you can find more soil with more rocks, with more different things. But in general, the wine from Alto Piemonte, this soil give fruits with, in this moment, less sugar and less sugar potential. So here we can make balanced wine with low degree of alcohol at the moment. And then the wine from here normally don't have the same power, the same structure, the same full body like the wine from Lange. And for us, it's really important to understand this because for me, the most important thing is to make wine of your place. So if your place give something, you can make wine in this style. So our grapes is perfect for made wine with drinkability, acidity, freshness, and the wine have a long life in the bottle. So it's not wine, it's wine alive with good acidity. Maybe it's not power like Lange, so you don't have this tannins, you don't have this power, you can't make wine with this powerness, but you can make wine with drinkability and acidity. And for me now, it's the most important thing. So I research when I try wine, when I try the wine from other place, other region, all the time I try to find wine with good drinkability and good freshness.
Which also can be a very good advantage, especially when we think about global warming. What would you say? Is it that much better or colder? Because when I look at the bottles, I see Grand Crus, Bramaterra with 12.5 alcohol. So I don't remember drinking a Barolo or Barbaresco with 12.5 alcohol in the last years. So
I have to say that it's also about what's your idea of wine, for sure. Because even here, if you want, you can reach high degrees. Mm-hmm. You leave the grapes on the plants more. And maybe you lose a little bit of acidity. But
you cut some grapes.
Yeah, maybe you cut some grapes. It depends on your idea. For sure, we try to preserve acidity. We find that acidity for us is too important for the elegance and the drinkability of the wine. But for sure, even if you do like us in Lange, it's hard to have a low degree. Mm-hmm. So we are lucky for this. And also we want it. So we work for it. And these are the low gradation wines for me are the wines of the future. Because I think in my taste mostly, but I prefer to finish the bottle that to drink just one glass, because then I'm, you know, I'm tired or stuff like this. And I want to add one thing, one cool stuff about the Alto Piemonte soils, because here in Alto Piemonte, the soil change really, really fast while you travel Alto Piemonte. I imagine to go from west to east. Mm-hmm. So we start from Lessona and we go to the Collina Novarese area. And in Lessona, you find sea sandy soil with really, really no structure, like it's the rain always take away the elements. And really near to Lessona, we are in Masserano. There is a village that touch Lessona, and we make wine in both places. And the soil is so different. Like 1 kilometers away, here you find volcanic soil, red rocks. And if you travel the Bramaterra area, the soil is always volcanic to Gattinara, but the soil is different. So for me, and to finish, the soil in the Collina Novarese mostly is alluvional. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, alluvional clay, and there is a small part that is volcanic too. But the stuff that I want to say is we have a huge job to do here, like to do zonation, I don't know, single vineyard, and a work that in Langa is pretty good, and we have to reach that point, because here there is the potential for me, because if you, it's like it takes a really, really short space to change completely the wine. And so that's one cool stuff that, I mean, in future we can have a lot of single vineyards, everyone with his particular, and, you know, a lot of stuff to taste, I hope.
Nice. A lot of stuff to discover here, because you see, maybe the people don't see, you listen to the podcast, but you see a lot of forest now, and so it's not easy to understand and not easy to make a real idea, because normally for understand a vineyard, it's important when more producer make the same vineyard wine for understand the potential. If only one producer make a vineyard, like a monopole, you understand the potential of the vineyard, but if the producer it's a good producer, you can taste good wine. If the producer is worse but the vineyard is good, maybe you taste not a good wine. So it's we see. I think the most important thing now is to speak about the entire region, to speak about to the people, to understand where Alto Piemonte is, and then for us, for Colombera and Garella, it's really important to speak about the vineyard. And so the idea in the future is to make different vineyard of the same appellation, like he said before, Guglielmo. So it's important because it's important for understand the different soil and for communicate to the people. So, okay, in Alto Piemonte is interesting because the soil is really different in a short distance.
Yeah, so I think we should talk about vineyards, and especially while we drink a vineyard. I don't know if Costa del Sesia isn't a special vineyard. It's more like a region, like a small DOCG.
Costa del Sesia, it's a big denomination. It's like I say before, it's like Langhe Nebbiolo for Barolo and Barbaresco. So it's Costa del Sesia is bigger than Lessona, Bramaterra, and Gattinara. It's cover all the places of Lessona, Bramaterra, Gattinara, and more. And this Costa della Sesia, it's from 2020. It's wine made for the young plants we have. So the is made with in the vineyard of Bramaterra and Lessona, but it's made with the younger vineyard, made with the grapes better for make this style of wine. So easy to drink, but maybe not so powerful. I think wine for drinking and for understand the region is for us is the most important things, because it's really typical of the region. So less color, good acidity, good freshness, and the fruit is not totally mature, so mm-hmm. it's more spicy. And so we don't speak about another important things. So we don't work only with Nebbiolo, and it's really important to say because a lot of appellation. Have a lot of appellation, a lot of vineyard have inside different grapes than Nebbiolo. The ancient vineyard normally don't. It's not only Nebbiolo, mm-hmm. but in our place we work with Vespolina. For us, it's one of the most interesting grape in the region.
Then we. But have, you can find it like a pure Vespolina. Wine.
Yeah. You can find it's easier to find in the Colline Novaresi region. Mm-hmm. It's not easier to find in the Costa della Sesia region. I think it's really interesting to made. Mm-hmm. We made a really short, small cuvée only for us, and for understand the potential of the grape. But for me, it's the most important. This is the most interesting grape. Nebbiolo is the best. Nebbiolo is the most important. But Croatina is after Nebbiolo. Vespolina. Then we have other two varieties. Three. It's Croatina, Vespolina, and Uvarara. It's easier to find in the blend with Nebbiolo. These other varieties. And give something. Maybe for me, give more. It was more important in the past, because in the past era was not so easy to have to find the Nebbiolo with good maturation. Mm-hmm. In the past, like in the 80s, the people pick up the grapes at the end of October, the beginning of November. So it was really difficult to make.
It was too cold, or?
Yeah, really, absolutely too cold. More snow, really, really, really cold winter, mm-hmm. And a lot of rain. And mm-hmm. so the wine from the 80s of this region, it's not easy to find because not a lot of producers make wine in this moment, but was really hard to make wine in this moment. Mm-hmm. So in the end of the 90s, it was the first vintage, the middle of the 90s, 96 was one of the first vintage where the people here made wine with mature grape, I think.
Maybe we can open a little window about the historical start of the region.
Yeah, because I just want to go there, and I read an article about the region, and there were a lot of talkings about how big it was. Like, I think it was even bigger than Lange or
Klöcke. Yeah.
So, what happened? I think, of course, Phylloxera and stuff like that.
It's not the like the main reason. We start from one fact. The fact that is we have here a cellar that is from
1671. It's easier to say.
Yeah, 16. sorry, guys. 1670. So there is a long, long history here about making wine, but we arrived at the beginning of the last century to have more vineyard than Langa, and the first that put wine in the bottle. Mm-hmm. So that was. Not a normal stuff in the past. And at the beginning of the century, the last century, 3 years of hail and bad weather conditions, then another stuff coming, like the industrialization of the area. Here we has, in the past, we had one of the best wool factories, a lot of wool factories, so people switch the work, the job. Like they pass from working outside with cold and all the kind of stuff that you can find in working outside. So your back hurts, and you never know if it will be a good year or a bad year. Mm-hmm. And you pass to be inside a factory with no rain problem, no cold problem.
Every month you have the salary, the money, so it's...
The money are sure. And so people leave the vineyards, just few old guys save it, maybe to just to make the wine for themselves. And for sure, the wine idea and... the wine possibility to become like the possibility to become a good winemaker, like good winemakers and a good production of wine, good quality of production of wine here was lost. Mm-hmm. Like we lost it, we decide to go on the wool. Mm-hmm. Now the wool is like getting
change the word.
It's fucked up. We never say a bad word until now. So
do it again.
Say it once again.
Fucked up.
Thank you.
And that's it. So now there is a returning. There is a renaissance for sure. And it's the potential. If you come here in Alto Piemonte, is the easiest way to see the vineyards is with Google Maps, because we are on the opposite of Langa, like where they have the vineyards, we have the forest. And
But the
times are changing. Like,
yeah, but one of the, for me, okay, in Langa, the soil, the wine, it's really good, but it's one of the best wine for me. For me, it's in general, it's the one, you can find one of the best wine in the world with Burgundy and another place. But the Langa region or the other places in Piedmont where you find the viticulture, the wine production, was because he didn't have our luckily moment. So because we are really lucky and rich in this area for the whole industry and for the industrialization, and we have a lot of work, a lot of people from the south come here for working, a lot of people from other area come here. In Langa and other region, no. They have the period of the malora, so the period of the worst period, so without without nothing, without job, and the only things for is to make wine, to work in the land, in the field, and now it's I'm happy for this place because now it's his moment, so it is the moment where now you see a lot of producer who sell the wine in a good price, but have the same style of the grandfather and the old man. Mm-hmm. And he continue to work in the vineyard and to make wine because it's...
Same way to live life.
Yeah, same the way same way, but...
Same values and... It's important to keep tradition and values in an area like Langa. And it's their richness, like
because the field is the land is the most important things, and this is really important for the people. It's like the sea for the people who live near the sea. So you can't bring this man and put in the middle of the field because he want the sea. It's like the for the field.
Yeah,
it's when you grow up in a, and you make wine or for your life. It's
and another wise sentence, you know,
from you.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I'm not the best person to say wise, but I heard it for sure. Okay, love come and go, but the actor remain.
Well, he Gulli takes it to a philosophical level. I'm very happy about it. Yeah. So, but I think it's our job as sommeliers or as retailers and importers to point out that the Alto Piemonte is in fact on the same level of quality when it comes to wine, and it's just different. It's cooler, it's more fresh, and but that doesn't mean the wines aren't that good. And I'm pretty sure when we try the wine, and we should talk about one of them. I think we start with the Costa della Sesia again.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Oh. Yeah, because we actually see right now a huge potential over all the areas you just mentioned, like from Gattinara, Bramatera, Lessona, Gemme, and also Caremma, which is to that point right now undetected. So nobody talks about it in Germany, and I think we have to change that, because when you try the wines, guys, it's impressive. And I think with Colombia Rangarella, this is probably the most impressive for us. Otherwise, we wouldn't sit here. And but you have to try it by yourself. So what's exactly inside the Costa della Sesia? Because when I look at the wine, it's an impressively transparent color, a light color, and the wine is extremely delicate, light, fine, and not too heavy. And as you just said, you can have a lot of heavy wines in Lange, but I'm not sure if you can have wines, too heavy wines, too extracted wines, stuff like that. I've never tried any of that stuff from here, so maybe this is a big advantage for you.
Yeah, it's in this case, one of the important things is the year, so the vintage. The 2020, it's a really good vintage for make wine with freshness and balance, because it's the color is not too much in the 2020. It's and was a really good year for Nebbiolo and Vespolina. For me, it's not a good year for Croatina. So Croatina give a lot of color in the wine, and so in this year we have a really short percentage of Croatina. In this case, we have 75 of Nebbiolo and 20 of Vespolina and maximum 5 of Croatina. We made a really short maturation of Croatina and Vespolina the one important thing, we picked the grape in different moment, because in different moment the grapes are ready. And this is okay for a lot of people. It's okay. Oh, it's clear. Here is not so clear, because when you plant a vineyard and if we want to make a appellation like Costa della Sesia or Bramaterra, you put in the same field all the different varieties. Now the new producer put the grape in different, normally the Nebbiolo on the top of the hill and Croatina and Vespolina in the lower part. So it's divided, and so you can pick in different time, but in the past it's not like this. And so the people pick the grape all together. So we made three different harvests, and short maturation of Vespolina and Croatina, so 5-6 days. For Nebbiolo, it's more, it's 25 days of maturation. And after the vinification, we blend the wine. We wait the natural malolactic, the spring before the harvest. And then this wine made only easy aging. So half of the total cuvée aging in used tonneau or used barrique. And the other part aging in concrete. For maintain the freshness, and then we blend and we bottling the last year. And this is, I think 2020 is a really, really good vintage for made the wine like this. So small fruit, not so mature the sensation. It's and then the Vespolina give the spiciness, typically of the Vespolina, and the blend for me, it's we want to make wine like this.
Yeah, and I think it's a very good decision to do, because the wines are extremely fresh, light, as you said, very, I wouldn't say low fruit, but there is a little bit of fruit, but it's not fruit-driven or too loud. It's not a loud wine. It's just a fresh, and also I think a wine that you can drink a little bit cooler, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Like all the wines we made. All the wines we made, it's... I think all the red wines is better the temperature of the wine for me is really important. It's better if the wine is a little bit cold than the wine is a little bit hot, because when it's hot, it's, you can feel only alcohol and not good sensation. Good temperature, and this wine need oxygen. This wine need oxygen. All the wine need oxygen, because this wine is made our wines is made in a reductive style for preserve the freshness, for preserve the fruitiness of the of the wine. And so we don't move the wine a lot of time in the cellar. So when we bottling the wine, normally it's a little bit close, but when you open and you can wait something in the glass or in the bottle, and if you wait sometimes in the bottle or in the glass, it's better idea.
Very nice, I like it. So just to put this a little bit together, as Giacomo already mentioned, Lessona and Bramatera da Cruz, like as you compared it to Barolo and Barbaresco, of course, without comparing it in style, this would be mm-hmm. probably stupid. And the Costa della Sesia that we had right now is the Lange, the basic. The
yeah, you think Barolo, it's 11 village. Lessona is only one village, so it's a really small appellation, in Bramatera.
I think just like 30 hectares or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, 30, 31 hectares, I think. So I don't remember the right, mm-hmm. but now, I think in the next year you can more people want to plant, and I see the new plantation. So I think Lessona with Gattinara now it's a good in its appellation. Really, a lot of people are interested mm-hmm. In Gattinara and Lessona. Bramatera, it's now for me it's a little bit an underdog, but I love Bramatera, so it's in my heart, and I think it's really good. I want to make wine Bramatera with only Nebbiolo. For me now I can't, because the appellation don't permit to make only Nebbiolo, but mm-hmm. we'll see in the future. And I think Bramatera is one of the most interesting eastern appellation of the region, because it's really seven village totally different. So before I say, you think about Barolo, no? 11 village, all the village is different, all the vineyard is different. It's like, so the denomination Barolo is bigger than Lessona, Bramatera and Gattinara together. And I think it's important in the future to see which village made some type of wine and the other village made, because in the same village the vineyard changes. So for me, I want to have the possibility to make Nebbiolo in all of these three appellations mm-hmm. for understand the real difference of the soil.
Seems like a very good plan to me. So next wine is Bramatera, or should we do Lessona? Because Lessona, in my opinion, was always a little bit more elegant, or
yeah,
you know,
it's. I think it's more.
But you decide, of course.
No. It's more. It's we have two. We decide together. Mm. So, one line it's Costa della Sesia blend, and after we made another blend, and then we made Lessona, okay. And so we speak about the cepage, so the grapes. If you want the line with for the elegance, we can put Costa della Sesia before, then Lessona, and then Bramatera.
Mm-hmm. No, we do it just like you want, because nobody knows your wines better than you do.
Ah,
so.
Okay. So I prefer to put Bramatera before, mm-hmm. Because it's interesting for the. I want to speak about Bramatera.
The cuvée is also quite similar to Costa della Sesia, yeah?
Yeah, it's similar, but we have more Nebbiolo and change the vinification. So we have more Nebbiolo, so we have 80% Nebbiolo, is the maximum percentage for the appellation. Mm-hmm. And then we have 15 of Vespolina and 5% of Croatina. And a little bit of Uva Rara, but it's only in the... really not a lot of grapes. It's different because this one, it's a single vineyard, Bramatera. So we made the Bramatera only in the vineyard around our cellar. Here it's this year for me it's okay. I live a lot of years here in this house, and I know every meters of this hill. And here it's the hills of Cotignano. Cotignano is the name of our cascina, so it's a hill, the first hill to close to Lessona. Mm-hmm. So it's the soil. It's have the influence of Lessona and Bramatera. So it's sandy, but it's red and rich of iron. Mm-hmm. And I think you can feel in the wine. So the sensation of bitter orange, I think it's iron sensation. So the bloody sensation. So this deep sensation. It's really, really typical of this vineyard. You can find this sensation in the after the vinification and during the aging of the wine. This is a vineyard with 2 hectares of vineyard. Mm-hmm. This Bramaterra. And is a mix because some vineyard have 70-80 years old and some vineyard 30 years old. So mm-hmm. it's a mix to young, not young, to medium and old vineyard. And so we pick the grape. It is interesting because when we make this harvest, we pick the grape with all of our family, mm-hmm. Because after the harvest we eat all together. And so we pick all the 2 hectares, the 2 vineyards of the Nebbiolo, because 2 weeks before we pick the Nevespolina, we make the fermentation, not a long maturation, and then we make the wine. Then we pick the Nebbiolo. Mm-hmm. Nebbiolo have, I don't know when it's ready. When we start, okay, we taste every day, and when it's ready, we stop the maturation. In 2019 was a great vintage for us, and we make 45 days of maturation. And Croatina is the last one that we pick, and short maturation like the Nebbiolo, because I don't like the Vespolina, because I don't like a lot the tannins of the Croatina. And then we blend, and we, like the Costa della Sesia, we wait the malolactic fermentation. When we have the malolactic fermentation, we put this in the big barrel. We have 1 barrel for 6,000 liters. And if the vintage is good, we add some used Tonneau or used barrique in the cuvée.
Nice, I love it. This is something. The wine is so delicate. So yeah. With a lot of spiciness and like herbs. It's it's really again not about fruit. It's more about structure and about elegance, as I already said.
Yeah,
so.
And then normally in the first period after the bottling, you can feel more the sensation. You can feel more the sensation give to the Vespolina. So like the spicy sensation, the orange, like the first sensation of the Nebbiolo. But when the wine aging in the bottle, after 1-2 years of bottle, you can feel the fruit sensation. The fruit sensation come, and it's a good mix because it's really good. And then this wine, I think it's a good moment in general in the market, in the idea of the people, of the new people, of the new sommelier, of the new or the young guys like us. Mm-hmm. Because we like freshness and this sensation, the drinkability. If you made this wine in the 90s, you made the worst wine on the world, maybe. Because in the 90s, all the people want... when I study in the university, it was 2010, but the idea on a lot of people is the same. So, new barrique, a lot of concentration, not a lot of grape on the plant, and it's totally different idea.
Yeah, imagine doing wine like that in the 90s, as you said, like when the Barolo boys peaked and stuff like that. Like
The Barolo boys can make wine like this because of the structure, the potential for make wine like this. It's an idea. It's not. I respect all the producer because when you produce wine, I you have my respect. More in the artisanal producer. The industrial producer is not my business, but I respect all the producer and all the idea of the producer. Maybe I want, I prefer some idea, but so you work, you spend your money, you invest your time, you love your soil, you love your land, and so it's okay. But my idea is to preserve the characteristic of the region, and for me the region is this. So it's freshness, and fruity drinkability, and with this characteristic, the wine aging really good. Mm-hmm. So you don't make wine with 15 degree, a lot of oak for aging, roto maturation, and a lot of something like this. You can we are lucky because in this place we have the potential for make wine like this. Easy to drink in the first years and easy to drink after 20 years.
Yes, I think so too, and I think also that that the idea that wine has to be a lot of extract and power and alcohol to get a proper amount of age is just not true. And I think people realize that. So, yeah, let's see. I put some bottles in my cellar because I also see the potential. And I think this is going to be a great wine in 20, yeah, 30
then,
years.
Then,
yeah.
Then I prefer to, normally I prefer to drink the wine not so, I prefer to drink the wine after 10, 15 years. Mm-hmm. Not a lot more because when the time pass, all the bottle is really different.
Yeah.
And you have less percentage to find a good bottle or a fantastic bottle. So it's I prefer to drink after 10, 15 years of the bottling, but it's my idea. I know a lot of people who drink the best wine with 40 years, but maybe for me it's a little bit of philosophy. So
this is also something I don't understand. This like aging wines for too long. I like it young, but I also like it with some kind of age, like 5, 10 years. Depends on the style.
Yeah, it depends on the style. Some oxidated wines, it's crazy after a lot of years.
This is also something I experienced a lot where people, guys sitting there like, okay, we paid a lot of money for this bottle of, let's say, something old from Burgundy or Bordeaux or stuff like that. And everybody knows at the table, oh, maybe the wine is oxidated or it's just over the top. And they're like, such an amazing wine, because everybody is so scared that they paid a lot of money for the wine. And
But it's the history of the market. When a wine cost a lot of money, the people don't say it's shit, but it's maybe if it's shit, it's shit. So it's not a. So the problem is you have a lot of problem when we speak about wines because it's not easy to have the focus on the quality. So maybe you speak about philosophy and a lot of people speak before about the philosophy, the region, and something like this. But one for me, the most important thing is the wine, the quality. Mm. If the wine is good, if the wine is made in the right idea, okay, all the other thing is important. So it's important if you made something in the vineyard or not, or in the cellar or not. But the most important thing is the quality. So you think about, I know a lot of people speak about I love natural, not natural, and something like this. But when you have Montfortino or Coche Durie or some conventional producer on the table, for all the people, the wine is good. I want another bottle. So the wine, we speak about a lot of different things around the wine, and it's important to understand what's your idea of wine, to discover, and to understand what is the best moment to drink some wine and some otherwise.
I really think so too. So, but that's why it's so important to go into small regions like yours, like Alto Piemonte, and you name it. There are a lot of regions that where the focus isn't on right now, and you get cheap crus like here, like for example, Bramantiere and Lausanne. It's we talk about 30-year-old. This is and we talk about quality, which can stand beside the biggest cruise in the world, in my opinion. It's just my opinion, but I think a lot of people think so too, especially in Germany. So, guys, watch out for the small appellations, and you will get a lot of good wine. So, I think we should do Lausanne, or?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah? And then I had something. For me, the better taster in the world, the better sommelier, are not the sommelier who drink every day the best wine in the world or the most famous in the world, is the sommelier who can recognize the quality in the not famous appellation, the not famous producer. This is the best people, because he drink without pre-thinking or something like this. And this is the best people. And for me, our generation is a good generation for these things, because we don't read a lot the other people, but we taste, and we want to discover a lot of different things.
And we don't give a shit about points.
Yeah, and we don't give a shit about points. Maybe if you want to buy and resell some wine, you can look the points. But if you want to drink, if you want to to discover if you want to pass good time with your friends or with your with the people. It's important if you understand what you like and understand the work of the producer. Mm. One funny thing to say, my father, when in the years I buy a lot of wine, I try to discover to understand the style of the best winemaker in the world. And my father, when we drink the wine, and he say, "What's the price of the wine?" And maybe I say 100 or 150 wines euros for this wine. And he said, "Okay, good, but it's not a wine for me." And I understand the so my father worked all his life in the land in the field, and I understand the. So it's important to drink all the wines, but it's not a wine for me. It's idea because okay, maybe I don't have the possibility to drink all the wines because it's some wines have a crazy price, but I can discover. I can read. I can make my culture about wine. I can discover wines with some good price and the fantastic quality. Mm-hmm. And I think it's one of the most important things. And when I enjoy a restaurant or a dinner, is when the sommelier, when the boss of in, when people in the enotech, mm-hmm. give me a good advice. If I don't know the producer, and when I taste it, it's really good. Mm. It's easier to buy and drink the best wine in the world. So all the lover of the wine know some bottles, and it's not my job.
No, I don't think so too. And when it comes to high quality, I think now we have a role model in the glass, Lessona, mm-hmm. 100% Nebbiolo, I think.
Exactly. Yeah, Lessona, it's 100% Nebbiolo. It's single vineyard, like the Bramaterra. Mm-hmm. And it's different soil. So it's soil, the vineyard is a little bit more cold than the Cascina Cotignano vineyard. It's only Nebbiolo. And the plant it's have 25 years, so it's in a medium life of the vineyard, and is the Lessona, so it's Lessona give this this characteristic of the wine. So the Nebbiolo it's really really elegant, really precise, I think, because is not interested to the other varieties, so you can find the sensation of the Nebbiolo with the soil of Lessona. So with the sandy soil, don't bring the water to the water don't stay a lot of time in this soil, and so maybe it's difficult to have a big amount of grapes, big production in this soil. But the quality it's really good and it's really interesting. And for me, Lessona and Bramaterra have two different idea. And so, you know, I taste this wine after the bottling, I think, because I made the tasting in the cellar because we don't have all of these tourists. And so I taste the same wine two, three times in a week. Mm. And it's crazy when you taste, and a lot of people say, "Oh, today is better Lessona," and then other people say, the same people say, "Oh, today is better Bramaterra," because we want to make this idea of wine. So we want to make wine in the same with the same idea of vinification, with the same idea of wine. For understand for make wine, the people can understand what is the difference of the denomination, mm-hmm. and this is really important for me. I think it's not so big difference because the wine is in the same style, but you can understand it's different. The soil, then in this, I have a problem of this because it's not so easy to understand the difference of the soil if the grapes is not the same.
But I think Pramatera is still 80% Nebbiolo, so it's quite close. Of course, the wine is different.
Yeah,
and
but 20% is important. So 20% in life is important. So
you're probably
you live,
right.
If you live 80 years, 16 years is important for you. But I think it's a road. So it's we want the denomination can be change during the year. We start with 65, then we pass 70% of Nebbiolo. Now we are at 80%. All the producers want to go to 90%, and we see if we can to go to 100% of Nebbiolo. Because I want to make like this. And in the future, this is a spoiler. We want to make. We make in the 2022 Nebbiolo 100% Nebbiolo. Mm-hmm. The appellation is Costa della Sesia because we can't make Bramaterra. 100% Nebbiolo made in a vineyard of Bramaterra. For it's important for me for this reason I made another wine with more Vespolina and Crotina for understand the classic tasting of the past of the this is the project for me. Mm-hmm. It's important for because when the client understand the region and want to discover, I think it's wine important for the client.
Perfect. I think we talked a lot more than we thought we would. It's like up to an hour right now. Yeah, but it's so much information, so much good information, and really deep insights in your work. And I think that's everything we want to, and that's a thing we want our guests or customers to know about, because it's there's happening so much here in Alto Piemonte, like the appellations you already mentioned, and you have to keep an eye on it. And for that, I have to thank you, Giacomo. Guillermo already left us with the bottles, and but we will find him, of course. So it was a pleasure for me to be here. Thank you very much for the amazing talk, for your information, and of course for your time. And I think now we eat something. Yeah.
Yeah. We eat something is one of the most important things in the life for me. Eat and drink.
Something you want to give our customers on the way? Drink more Bramaterra.
No. Give a possibility to the wine from Alto Piemonte in general. Not only, of course, Colombera and Garella. I'm happy if you taste and if you enjoy. Stay hungry, want to taste. Because like Alto Piemonte, you can find a lot of fantastic and new region in the world, and I think it's the best phase of the world industry. Young new producer, new dreams of young men who try to make wine with the idea, maybe with style of the famous producer, but I think it's a really big, good world, and it's interesting to discover a lot of different good things.
Perfect.
And sorry for my English. I know it's not. I'm not the times when I speak, it's not so good. But I think it's the most important thing is to. So if you understand, it's okay.
No, I think you had a really, really good language here, and everything you said was perfectly said, in my opinion. So, and come on, if somebody doesn't understand what we are talking about.
Maybe if the people listen this podcast and drink before some glass of wine, it's easier to understand.
Like we did.
Yeah, like we did.
Perfect. Thank you, Giacomo. And guys, have fun with the podcast. Tschüss.